John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able to take these stones, to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" And in reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. With the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Give me a moment. "You brood of vipers." Looking in particular at someone? No, I'm just kidding. No. It is always fun to be a part of a children's time together. I encourage you to participate. So really, off to a great start. Good news indeed from John the Baptist, proclaiming to these brood of vipers. What a great way to start a sermon. A lot is going on with John the Baptist. We were introduced to him last week when he said, "Prepare the way," that he comes to prepare the way, make straight the path, repent, turn around, change your lives, because something is coming. And today he calls this same crowd a brood of vipers. And he gives this eschatological warning of the coming of the end of time. He gives instructions on how to be prepared, and he announces the expectation of the coming Messiah. That's a lot going on. And I think this crowd that was gathered, these people wanted and they waited for someone to come and give them direction, give them hope in the midst of societal turmoil. I mean, don't we want the same? When society seems to be turned upside down, don't we want someone to bring us a word of hope and direction? So here we have this crowd that I like to call the best of the riffraff. Here we have these poor people in the crowds with very little to offer. We have the despised tax collectors who profit from the oppression of their countrymen. And then we have these soldiers. And it's not typically what we think of as soldiers. These soldiers are mercenaries. So they are known for extorting the vulnerable. So John calls them the brood of vipers, calling for people to give up their ability to oppress, to give up their abuse of power, to give up the opportunity to take advantage of others, to exploit others for their own gain. Instead, John the Baptist invites them to another chance, invites them to repent, to turn around, to change their ways, calling them to participate in God's generous, gracious love. I think we might need a John the Baptist these days. In a world where week after week we hear about violence around the nation, around the world, in our own community, where fear is raised to the nth degree, where we hear political rants of hatred for different groups of people. We need a John the Baptist to come and call us out, to come and name the sins that pervade our relationships and our communities, the injustices that are the structure of our broken world. We need a John the Baptist to come and point us in the direction of God. And what is it that John the Baptist would want us to know? What is it that we want all of our children and our friends and our family and our neighbors to know? What are some lessons that we would want to teach our kids and future generations of children? There was a Survey Monkey done by the Today Show, the morning show on NBC, back in November, and I think they surveyed like 2,600 people about the top things that we want our children to know. And these came on the top of the list: honesty, kindness, strong work ethic, courage, leadership, toughness. Now, what do you suppose ranked the highest? You're welcome to speak out loud or just think in your head. What do you think? You think honesty? Toughness? Got to teach our kids to be tough in this world today. Kindness? So ranking top on the list is honesty. Honesty, kindness, strong work ethic are the top on the list that we want our children in our world to know. I think this is the ABCs of John the Baptist. Think about the message that he proclaimed to these brood of vipers gathered around him, calling them to ordinary acts of grace, to the crowds, to the riffraff. What should we do? Well, if you have two coats, give one. Give food. Be kind, share, no hoarding. To the tax collectors who squeeze the neighbors, what should we do? Well, be fair. Be honest, no skimming, collect only what is required. To the soldiers, the mercenaries who extort and threat, what should we do? Well, don't extort. Don't bully. Work justly. Have a strong work ethic. Opportunities are all around to be able to be and do these ordinary acts of grace. This is not rocket science. This is not heroic, but this is also not easy. God's demands are not unrealistic. They're not epic. They're basic, bearing fruit that always reminds us and others of what we have in Christ Jesus. For others to be able to see the generosity through these kindergarten rules, to see God's generosity through the story that we tell in this baptismal discipleship. The story that we live by being these things. And I think we need a John the Baptist to call us to these ordinary acts of grace. We need a John the Baptist in the wake of a refugee crisis, of violence, of mass shootings, of daily violence in our neighborhood, of political rants, of daily disappointments happening in our lives. We need a John the Baptist to come and name these wrongs. And what might he say? What might he name? Racism? Sexism? Fear and hatred toward the neighbor and others? Be kind. Be honest. Work justly. What would it look like if our political candidates running for president acted in this way? What would it look like if our elected officials acted in this way? What would it look like if our church leaders acted in this way? CEOs of companies, our teachers, you and me. What would it look like if we went from church today and looked for opportunities to be honest, to be kind, and to work justly? In business, conduct it fairly and with a community in mind. At home with your children, raise them to love God and to love the neighbor, all of our neighbors. In teaching, teach with patience and with hope. If you're looking for work, don't underestimate the good you can do for others when you don't have a job. If you're studying at school, learn all that you can and put that to work to make your school and this world a better place. Now, doesn't that sound wonderful? And I feel like I've just named a bunch of platitudes. Because of course, that is what we want. And of course, I would imagine some of us sitting here going, I am honest, I am kind, I do work fairly. I got this under control, I'm good to go. Then I'm going to be your John the Baptist and say, I wonder, is there a way to go deeper into that baptismal discipleship? To be honest, to be kind, to work justly, because it's not easy. Change is never easy. But we have these opportunities every day, every moment. I've been talking to a lot of different people, of course, this week about these three things, and I was with a couple that is newly married. I think they're about 3 months into their marriage and freaking out about the holiday. The wife is very frustrated because the mother-in-law will come to town from out of state and change the table settings, change the menu, cook the food, rearrange the stockings on the fireplace so that it all fits just right. Never happened to anyone else, right? And so they're arguing as this newly married couple, what do we do? Like, the husband just wants his mother to come and do what she needs to do to be happy. And the wife wants a place in her own home. What do you do? How do you be honest in that situation? How do you be kind? How do you figure out something that is fair when it comes to the Christmas table, which seems so simple, and yet for them, this is a pivotal moment in their marriage. And they're struggling with what to do and what is that going to look like when mom-in-law comes to town. Now, I would imagine none of you struggled with that, so it's unrelatable. But every day we have an opportunity that John the Baptist calls us to, that Jesus calls us to be honest, to be kind, to work justly in every opportunity. What does that look like for you? Because we do need a John the Baptist these days to remind us of these ordinary acts of grace. And what would John the Baptist say to our community this week? What ordinary acts of grace might you commit to this week? Because there are opportunities all around to live this out, and there are opportunities to have a voice of John the Baptist. Find that inner voice, and peace to you as you live that out.